Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to 22. God says he will take away the harvest. There'll be no grapes, no figs, there won't even be leaves. I will take them all away. And the people will panic. They will say, let's go to the fortified cities and perish there. At least there might be something there. And they realise that God has doomed them to perish. God has actually given them poisoned water because they've sinned. And then they begin to have regret. They look back and they say, we hope for peace, but no good has come. We hope for healing, but there's only terror. And then there's a wonderful picture given to us to show this terror, to show this enemy that's coming to them. It's the snorting of the enemy's horses. The neighing of their stallions is heard throughout the whole land. These stallions have come to devour everything, the city and all who live there. God says, you see, I'm going to send poison snakes and vipers, and they will bite you and you will die. And then we get an incredible little verse, little series of verses that says, O my comforter in sorrow, my heart is faint within me. The comforter has a capital C. So this person is longing for the gracious spirit to come again to them. Their heart is faint, and they know the only comfort is the comforter. The cry of the people from a land far away, does God not hear? Is the Lord not in Zion? Is the king no longer there? God says, why have they provoked me with their images and their worthless foreign idols? And then God says, the harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. Surely this is a heart-rending and even frightening little verse. The time for harvest is the day of grace that we are in, where God is calling people to himself. The harvest is being gathered for the great city beyond earth and heaven into eternity. The harvest has gone by, they've missed it, and the summer's ended, the sunshine and the goodness has gone, and they're still not saved. How heartbreaking for people who miss the harvest and who go through the summer enjoying it and miss the real event. God says, since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn and horror grips me. So God is actually appalled at what has happened to his own people, how he has visited his people with great tragedy, with death, with poison. They've missed the harvest, and horror grips the Lord because he knows what that means. And then there's a question, is there no balm in Gilead? Gilead was a place for healing, for comfort, for restoration. In the Old Testament, in other places, it talks about a balm in Gilead that would heal the soul. There's an old hymn that says the same thing. The balm of Gilead will heal the soul. But that doesn't seem to be around anymore. That seems to have gone. Is there a physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? So the only way they're going to be healed is God's way, with the balm in Gilead, if it is there, and if the physician there, and of course the Lord Jesus Christ is the physician of our souls and the one who keeps us and heals us and gives us everlasting life. So perhaps towards the end we see a little glimmer of light, a little glimmer of hope for God's people, that perhaps they will find the balm in Gilead. Perhaps they will find the physician and healing.